Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The secrets you're afraid to tell anyone.
This is Memphis Confessions with Ryan and Michelle on FM 100.
And we would love to read your confession on the show. Just hashtag Memphis Confessions on your social media.
That's right. Nice and easy.
First confession today. I hide treats in the baby's room because she can't rat me out.
It's smart. I like the game plan.
When I was babysitting for a friend of mine for a while, I would take their son upstairs and rock him to sleep. And I noticed when I was rocking him to sleep that my friend, she had like a bag of M&Ms like near the rocker. I'm like, so I asked her about it. I'm like, oh, so what are those bag of M&Ms near the rocker that you have upstairs? She's like, well, that's when I'm rocking Jackson. Sometimes I want something to eat and I never know when I'm going to get finished rocking him. So she used to keep snacks like near her rocker.
You got to multitask.
Well, that's a great idea. So this is one that's a little bit serious. I have a friend who is living a lie on social media. He has social media accounts that have hundreds of thousands of followers and is always posting pictures of a flamboyant lifestyle while he spends all of his money on expensive clothes, shoes, and jewelry, takes a bunch of pics, and then returns all the items.
I'm not touching it.
That makes me think of all those people that are, quote, influencers on social media probably do a lot of the same things, you know?
Yep. Oh, boy.
You know, people have, oh, I live like such a flashy, fancy lifestyle. And that's the only thing they ever post on social. Like, I'm always a suspect of accounts like that.
Yeah, I have strong opinions about that. Let me just leave it there.
You leave it right there, Michelle.
I'm going to drop it on the floor and leave it there.
Leave it there. I fell off the keto wagon today, and I ate not one, not two, but three chocolate chip cookies.
Yum! Live your life!
I have some friends that were doing keto over the past few months. I'm like, first of all, during a pandemic, this is not the time to try and change your diet and do keto, because we're all under so much stress right now that the only thing is helping me get through the pandemic is all the sugar and carbs I've been eating. But yeah, I mean, keto is tough.
You know my experience with keto. I gained weight.
Yeah, you didn't have a good experience with keto.
My body did not react well to keto. But either way, I think people beat themselves up. This is something I'm working on. I think people beat themselves up way too much if they crash and burn and have a bad day. If you have a bad day and have three cookies, it's okay. You're human. Have the three cookies, move on, and be better tomorrow. But, you know, treat yourself here and there. It's okay. Just don't overdo it. You had three cookies, move on. Tomorrow's a new day.
Yeah. And by the way, like, if you're on a diet and you have like a really bad day and have a cheat day, that one cheat day of you just going crazy eating cookies and sweet stuff like that, that's not going to ruin your diet. I mean, your body recovers pretty quick. Now, if you do that for like two or three days in a row, yeah, that'll hurt. But just one day of eating bad, that's not going to totally throw off your diet.
Yeah, just don't gorge, you know?
That's my problem. I like to gorge.
And that's diet advice from Ryan and Michelle this morning.
You're welcome for that. And finally today, the movies Clueless and Jurassic Park were the reasons I have always driven a Jeep Wrangler.
As if.
I've wanted a Jeep. Michelle, that is going to be the next car I get. I want a Jeep.
You just got a new car like 2 years ago.
I I know, but but look, I can already think about the next car I'm going to get.
You're wild.
I've always wanted a Jeep, and the Jeep is what I'm going to get next.
You should have done it then.
Well, no, now I really want a Jeep now that I didn't get one this last time.
Oh my gosh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.